Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into advanced Amen variation in Ableton Live 12, but not just as a drum edit trick. We're using it like a mixing tool, an arrangement tool, and honestly, a vibe tool. The goal is to make your break feel worn in, tape dusted, alive, and swinging hard in a jungle context, while still leaving a clean lane for your sub and bass. This matters because in drum and bass, the drums and bass are constantly sharing space. If the Amen is too stiff, the track feels programmed. If it gets too busy, it smears the groove and eats your low end. So we're going to build something that feels cut, printed, abused a little, and then reshaped into something musical. Start with a clean Amen loop. You can load it into Sampler, slice it to a drum rack, or keep it as audio if you prefer manual editing. For this workflow, I like slicing it so I can re-trigger individual hits and rearrange the phrase with more control. Keep a muted reference of the original break underneath while you work. Set the tempo around 172 BPM, give or take a couple BPM, because that sits in the sweet spot for modern jungle and drum and bass phrasing. Now let's establish the swing. In Ableton, you can use the groove pool with an MPC-style swing to get that classic jungle bounce. Start subtle. Around 54 to 58% swing is a good place to begin. The key is not to swing everything equally. Keep the main snare backbeat solid and let the ghost notes, hats, and little in-between details carry more of the movement. That contrast between a locked snare and slightly late or leaning ghost notes is a huge part of what makes jungle feel human and urgent. And that's an important coach note here. When the groove feels good but a little off, check whether the ghost notes are leading the snare or trailing it. That tiny timing relationship can completely change whether the break feels soulful or sloppy. So listen closely to the pocket, not just the pattern. Next, we're going to build a parallel tape dust layer. Duplicate the Amen to a second audio track and name it something like Dust or Amen Dust. This is not your main break. This is your texture, your wear layer, your grime trail. Put EQ8, saturator, redux, auto filter, and either drum bus or glue compressor on that track. For EQ8, high pass somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz so the dust layer stays out of the sub and low mid mud zone. You want texture, not a second bass drum. Add saturator with a moderate drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if it helps keep the tops from getting brittle. Then bring in redux very gently. You're not trying to destroy the sample here, just rough it up a bit. Something like 12 to 14 bits can add that old printed feel without turning the hats into sandpaper. Use auto filter to darken the layer when needed, usually with a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz, and automate that movement over time. If you want more density, add drum bus with a little drive and keep boom very subtle or off. Here's the big idea. This parallel layer is supposed to feel like worn tape residue. It gives you character without stealing the punch from the main break. And if the dust layer starts masking the core break, turn it down before you start over re-king it. In this style, level management usually fixes the problem faster than more processing. Now let's shape the Amen into phrase-based variation. Don't just randomly chop things up. Think in zones. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be your core groove. Bars 3 and 4 can introduce a variation. Bars 5 and 6 can go dustier. Bars 7 and 8 can act as a fill or turnaround. That phrase logic is what makes the break feel like a performance instead of a loop. You split and consolidate an arrangement view to make these sections editable on their own. Then start making very small but intentional changes. Remove a ghost note before the snare in one bar so the groove breathes a little more. Nudge a hat or ride slice slightly earlier, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, if you want a bit more urgency. Add a tiny stutter or repeat on a snare tail at the end of a bar. You can even duplicate a short snare fragment, lower it by 6 to 10 dB, and let it act like a fluttery Tate echo. These are small moves, but in drum and bass, small moves can feel enormous. If you're working with audio clips, experiment with warp modes too. Complex Pro can work if you want to preserve tone, while Beats is great when you want cleaner transient slicing and more obvious drum manipulation. Just remember, you want the break to still breathe like a drummer. If you overquantize it, the life disappears. If you overchop it, the groove turns into clutter. A really useful move is to use drum bus to reshape the transient feel. In cleaner sections, keep the transient amount around 0 to positive values so the break punches through. In dustier sections, pull it down a little, maybe around minus 5 to 0, so the break feels older, softer, and more worn. That subtle change alone can make the same loop feel like it's moving through different emotional spaces. Now let's talk about jungle swing and ghost note prioritization. In classic jungle, The groove often lives in the tiny in-between hits just as much as the big backbeat, so decide which ghost notes matter. Boost some by 1 to 3 dB. Pull others down by 3 to 8 dB. Let one bar feel a bit more detailed, then strip that detail in the next bar. That push and pull creates reverb motion. If you're using a drum rack, velocity-controlled sample layers can help here. One ghost hit can feel sharp and modern, another can feel like a damaged tape artifact. That's the real magic of tape dust. Instead of layering static noise on top, you're making the break itself feel like it's decaying and reforming in real time. That's much more convincing than just adding vinyl crackle. At this stage, lock the bass lane before you make final mixing decisions. In a proper drum and bass mix, the sub needs its own space, and the mid-bass needs its own space too. Keep the sub mono and clean. Keep the res or mid-bass on a separate layer with controlled width, and to make sure the bass rhythm isn't colliding with the break's low mid-body. On the drum group, use EQ8 to clean up the conflict zones. A gentle cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz can help if the amen is crowding the bass resonance. If the hats or snare top are too sharp, a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz can smooth things out. On the bass, high pass the mid layer around 90 to 150 Hz depending on the sound design and leave the sub untouched and focused. Here's a quick test I really recommend. Mute the bass for 4 bars. If the amen still feels intentional and musical on its own, your drum editing is strong enough to survive in a busy mix. If it falls apart without the bass, the break probably needs more structure, not more processing. Now bring in automation. This is where the tape dust idea really comes alive. Automate the auto filter cutoff so the dust layer darkens before a section change and opens back up when you want the groove to bloom again. Automate saturator drive by just a dB or two in the second half of a phrase. That tiny increase can make the break feel like it's gradually heating up. Automate drum bus transient control a little lower in dusty sections. Use delay or echo sends for just one snare throw at the end of a phrase, not all the time. The trick is to keep automation focused. In advanced drum and bass, the arrangement often feels huge because the changes are small and controlled. If every bar is equally active, nothing feels special. So let the break breathe. Let some bars be denser, and let others pull back just enough for the next fill to hit harder. Route all of your break layers into a drum group and treat that group like a record, not a demo. Inside the group, keep your layers separate, but on the bus use gentle glue. A simple chain might be EQ cleanup, glue compressor with only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, maybe a little saturator or drum bus for harmonics, and utility for mono checks and width control. On the glue, something like 2 to 1 ratio, a medium release, and a slower attack can hold the drums together without flattening the life out of them. And that's a big warning here. Do not overcompress the dust layer and the main break together before you've decided which one is carrying the groove. In darker DNB, the drum bus should feel finished, not squashed. Now think about arrangement. This tape dust amen workflow is best used with purpose. In the intro, you might use a filtered dust version with less low end and fewer snare layers. In the first drop, use the clean amen with the sub. In the second drop or later section, bring in the dusted version with more ghost edits and darker filtering. Then in a switch up, let the break drop out and let the bass answer, maybe with a restab, before the dust layer returns. A nice way to think about this is phrase narrative. One 8-bar section establishes the groove. The next introduces texture. The next increases density. Then you strip things back and reload. That keeps the DJ-friendly structure intact while still giving dancers and listeners enough evolution to stay locked in. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overdust the whole break. If you do, the loop loses punch and the whole drop turns foggy. Keep the dust parallel and high-pass it aggressively. Don't quantize the swing too rigidly. That kills the lift. Don't let the amen fight the sub. If low mids are cloudy, parve them out before you start adding more processing. And don't make every bar equally busy. Variation works because of contrast. For heavier or darker tracks, try reducing the stereo width of the dust layer and keeping the main break more centered. Weight often reads as center stability, not width. You can also use selective band limiting to darken sections, like filtering the dust down into the 7 to 9 kHz range for a more underground feel. If you want a printed-to-tape impression, a very quiet room tone tail can work too, but keep it subtle enough that it feels like atmosphere, not hiss. One advanced move I really like is dual version layering. Keep one amen version relatively clean and another aged and dusty, then automate between them at phrase boundaries. That gives you section contrast without overcomplicating the individual loop. Another strong move is resampling your edited Amen back into audio and then chopping that version again. Second generation edits often feel more authentic and less sterile. Before you call it finished, do a mono check with utility. Then listen at low volume. That's where you catch whether the snare still cuts, whether the dust layer disappears in a useful way, and whether the sub remains stable underneath everything. If the dust vanishes in mono and it's only there for atmosphere, that's totally fine. But if it's essential to the groove, you need to rebuild it with less stereo dependence. So here's the core takeaway. Tape Dust Amen Veridation in Ableton Live 12 is about making the break feel lived in, swingy, and evolving, while keeping the mix disciplined. You want a clean core Amen, a parallel dust layer, jungle swing with controlled ghost note movement, automation-driven variation, a protected mono low end, and a drum bus that adds finish without flattening the groove.